In this bulletin, Australians stranded in the Chinese city of Wuhan have landed in Australia. Barnaby Joyce to challenge for the leadership of the Nationals Party. And in the AFL, Port Adelaide vice-captain Ollie Wines will miss the start of the season after undergoing shoulder surgery. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. The first Australian citizens evacuated from the Chinese city of Wuhan have landed on Christmas Island. The Australian newspaper is reporting 72 people were on board for the first of four charter flights expected to take more than 240 evacuees to the island in the Indian Ocean. The plane left Western Australia's RAAF base Learmonth near Exmouth last night and touched down on Christmas Island about 9 o'clock local time. The evacuees are to remain on the island for at least 14 days of quarantine. The World Health Organization says a new system is needed to fight global outbreaks, and the world is dangerously unprepared for a worldwide pandemic. WHO Director General Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus's warning comes as the death toll for coronavirus reaches more than 300. The WHO last week declared a public health emergency of international concern due to human-to-human transmission of the virus outside China and the potential for it to spread to countries with weak health systems. Dr. Ghebreyesus says the current declaration of a public health emergency is not effective and the current approach is short-sighted.
For too long, the world has operated on a cycle of panic and neglect. We throw money at an outbreak, and when it's over, we forget about it and do nothing to prevent the next one.
Former Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce has confirmed he'll challenge Michael McCormack for the leadership of the Nationals Party today. Queensland Nationals MP Lou O'Brien will move a motion to spill the leadership at this morning's party room meeting and will back Mr. Joyce. Mr. Joyce says Mr. McCormack and the coalition as a whole aren't looking after regional Australians as well as they could be.
Look, I informed Mr. McCormack that there will be a spill tomorrow and I'll be standing. We hear the Prime Minister talk about the quiet Australians in so many areas, in regional towns, on farms. We have to make sure that we speak with our own voice in the National Party.
Mr. Joyce resigned as Deputy Prime Minister and leader of the Nationals in February 2018 following revelations of his affair with a former staffer. Matt Canavan says he'll also support Mr. Joyce after resigning as Resources Minister.
We need a bulldog, we need a fighter to fight back against those that want to take away people's coal jobs, they want to shut down cane farms, they want to stop even Indigenous Australians developing their own land. We've got so much to do as the Nationals Party, we've achieved so much, and I do think a change in direction here will allow us to do that better for our constituents.
Nationals MPs will also vote for a new deputy leader at the party room meeting after Bridget McKenzie resigned over the so-called sports rort scandal. Adam Band is poised to become the next leader of the Federal Greens after Richard Di Natale announced he would quit Parliament to spend more time with his family. Senator Di Natale's decision immediately vacates his position and those of co-deputies Mr. Band, the Greens' only lower house MP, and Queensland Senator Larissa Waters. Mr. Band, who holds the seat of Melbourne, will nominate for leader and Senator Waters will re-nominate for deputy when the 10-member Greens party room meets to elect a new leadership team today. The outgoing leader says Mr. Band would be a suitable replacement.
If it's a contested ballot, well, then so be it. But I don't think you need a contest for the sake of having a contest. As I said, Adam would make an outstanding leader. We'll know tomorrow if it's contested and the party room will make a call on that.
A United Nations flight carrying patients needing urgent medical attention has taken off in the Yemeni capital, the first such aid flight in over 3 years. Saudi Arabia controls Yemen's airspace and has prevented any flights from leaving the capital Sana'a since August 2016. 8 patients and their families are being flown to Egypt and Jordan to receive treatment, most of whom are women and children with advanced cancer and brain tumours. UN Humanitarian Coordinator in Yemen, Lise Grande, says the flight is the first of many.
There are literally thousands of patients who need this care. This is the first flight. There will be more. The solution is to end the war and to open the airport in Sana'a so that Yemeni civilians and their families can travel wherever they need to go in order to get the help that they need.
In the AFL, Port Adelaide vice-captain Ollie Wines will miss the start of the season after undergoing shoulder surgery. Wines dislocated his left shoulder at training last week and after a medical assessment underwent surgery last night. The club's head of medical services, Tim O'Leary, says while the surgery was a success, it will interrupt his start to the season. The club says that the 25-year-old's injury is unrelated to the dislocation of his right shoulder, which interrupted part of his 2019 season. And now a look at today's weather. Perth, very hot and partly cloudy, 40. Adelaide, sunny, 26. Melbourne, mostly sunny, 21. Hobart, partly cloudy, 21. Canberra, sunny and 25. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 21. Sydney, much the same, 24. Newcastle, similar conditions, 24. Brisbane, showers and 29. Cairns, partly cloudy, 33. And Darwin, a shower or two and possible storm, 32. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.